I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having seven kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
So DJ Khaled was on CBS this morning. He was talking to Gayle King. And of course, he was talking about his new album. And he was talking about working with Nipsey Hussle right before his passing.
Before we made the record, we was talking about family, yeah. Our kids. He told me where he's from and he told me what his name meant. This is all before we made right. The song. And we was talking about entrepreneurship and us as leaders, how we, beautiful stuff. And then while we was walking to the studio, I was like, man, one day, man, you should put that in a song because it was really special. And my favorite artists like Jay-Z and yeah. Biggie and Pac, they always, you know, told their life stories or their upbringings and where they come from yeah. in a special way that you felt. And I call that big boy rap, and that's what Nipsey Hussle is, big boy.
You know, Nipsey was the epitome of a leader. You know, he started an opportunity fund called Our Opportunity with my man David Gross, and it's to help people in opportunity zone communities get a chance to take advantage of this legislation. And I'm a part of it, and we was on Capitol Hill yesterday advocating for it, meeting with members of the CBC and lawmakers, and of course Nipsey would have been there because that was his vision. And, you know, salute to David for seeing his vision through. So he was really the epitome of an entrepreneur, leader of the community.
Now, DJ Khaled's album, Father of Assad, is out, and he also talks about setting up his son for his son's future, and even just himself, just his parents being encouraging to him when other people might not have been.
Yeah. As a parent, you're supposed to set up your son yeah. and give them security. Yeah. You have to raise him with love, but as my duty, I need to set up his future. I start from birth. If I open a hot dog stand tomorrow, it's his. Me talking on this show, I'm representing my son. And when my son came in my life, yeah. I became greater.
He also said his son woke him up in the morning, the day that his album came out, and was hitting him and saying, we the best. He said that's the first time his son ever said that.
Well, first of all, he didn't tell no lie. Your kids do make you better, and that is the top three most terrifying things that you can go through as a parent, to be laying in your bed and then to have your child just wake up and your child is either just standing over you or waking you up. You ever had your three-year-old? I got my daughter three now. Mm-hmm. You ever had to just stand over you? Just be standing at the edge of your bed?
Absolutely.
Lord, don't do that. The new Child's Play coming out now. Okay, you can't. You little toddlers got to be careful. All right, I'm serious. The new Child's Play movie coming up.
Now let's talk about Jeannie Mai. Now she has her YouTube series called Hello Honey, and she discusses her own situations growing up and being touched by a family member.
This person sitting really close to me, we were playing video games, and he started to touch my thigh. Every day, the touching continued a little bit more. Him taking off some of my clothes, pulling me into that shower, and it was the first time I've ever seen a grown man and what he looked like. Still 9 years old. I remember him telling me to touch him in certain ways, and this happened every day. I didn't want to say anything because I was afraid.
Now, her mom was sitting by her side, and, you know, she talks about not speaking to her mom for a long period of time, and that was basically the reason why. Now, there were years that went by of this happening to her, and she did try to tell her mother.
So I went to my mom, and I said that this person was doing things to me that gave me nightmares. You looked really confused. I told you that he took off my clothes.
Yeah, and then I don't believe it. That's my reaction. I don't believe it at all because his parent is divorced. So my father bring him to our house, and then he was baby, you know. He talked to me, he respect me, he very sweet, he really nice. I don't believe it. It didn't match up. It doesn't match up. I don't believe it, and I just let it go.
Damn.
Imagine your child comes to you and you don't believe it. So Jeannie Mai actually didn't end up talking to her mom for almost a decade because of that, and she even ran away from home.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can understand.
Now I'm telling my mom that he's taking off my clothes. And you said, I don't believe you.
I never think he's going to do that. I love him very much. You know?
But did you love him more than your daughter?
I love him more than I love you because at that time I'm thinking he have no parent. I bring him to my house. I feel like I rescue him.
So in that moment, I was about 15. I remember distinctly those words. I don't believe you. He wouldn't do that. That's your cousin. This is in your head. And that's when I started to separate from you, Mom, and I decided at 16 I ran away from home.
Damn. I understand that. Your mom and your dad are supposed to be your safe haven, you know, and the fact that she don't believe you and you're getting assaulted, it's crazy.
That's definitely a difficult conversation to have with the cameras rolling.
Yeah, and your mom sitting right there. All right. Oh, man, we didn't even get to the story about Wendy Williams, but we will get to that in the next hour.
What happened
Her
with Wendy
son
Williams?
Was arrested for punching his own father.
He
got arrested. His pop pressed charges?
Well, we'll talk about it in the next rumor report.
Wow.
Dropping the clues bombs for Kevin Wilder, baby. All right. The beige bomber.
You stupid, man.
All right. Kevin Tyson.
Thank you for that report.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.